Welcome back to the Crooked Coalition Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Durant, right back at it again, everybody. And welcome back to a new podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I have taken a long break, and now I am back. No, I did not die. So for those who have been saying, oh, Nicky had died and fucking he's been replaced by AI. No. AI is very, very far away from being a complete system. So, yeah, I'm not dead. I've been getting a lot of texts saying, when is another podcast coming out? And I have delivered that to you right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a while since we last did a podcast. When was it? Was it November 4th or November 8th? I completely forgot. But it has been a while. I mean, like, is it 3 months now? I think it has been 3 months since we last did a podcast. I have been doing well. I've been doing well for myself. You know, I've been getting out there. I've also been busy with work too. So I work a lot of hours. So I don't want to think about work because I'm on my fucking day off. And now I am relaxed. I am taking in this moment. My 3 day off moment, and it's going well, you know. For the first time, I have slept in. Oh my god, ladies and gentlemen, it feels like I've never slept before. Like, what the fuck, you know? Like, I felt like I've never slept before. Like, all of a sudden, like, since I got off like on Friday night, I immediately went straight to fuck. Like, I went straight to my bed, and immediately, I've been out for, like, I mean, throughout Saturday, I almost fell asleep throughout Saturday. I woke up at around, like, 1 o'clock on Saturday. Today's Sunday, by the way, so, I mean, if you're wondering, like, a Sunday podcast, outrageous, everybody's in church, but Nikki decided not to go to church today, so, I mean, there's that. And yes, I do go to church. I just chose not to do that after the pastor said some shiz, you know. Difficult things, you know. Anyways, I'm back, everybody. I felt like I hadn't had a good night's rest. I was asleep throughout Saturday, like, until, like, 1 o'clock, and I was like, Jesus, for the first time, I've actually gotten some sleep, you know, like, god dang, and, it just felt good, you know, and especially because on Friday night, didn't I drink a fucking coffee, like, it was so hot out, I mean, it was, not hot, opposite shit. It was so fucking cold out on Friday night that I had gotten me a coffee. So yeah, I mean, I drank that coffee and I immediately fell asleep on that shit. So yeah, I mean, fuck. Like, it was just like, oh my gosh. And it's been a while since I had the McDonald's coffee, honestly. I mean, I drink Folgers a lot. So, I mean, there's a difference between Folgers and then McDonald's coffee. There is a difference. It's just that I think the McDonald's coffee is like kind of like toasted more, where it has this bolder flavor. I can't describe it, and I know some people are probably gonna be like, it's the same fucking coffee, you know, like. Here's the thing, though. I drink from coffee pods, so I think there's a taste difference, you know, where the coffee beans at McDonald's is like kind of more bolder than the coffee pods, like Folgers coffee pods, because I drink Folgers, so I mean Folgers is the only coffee that comes in a for the Keurig pods, for the little coffee pod Keurig pods, they're the only ones who have like a box of 64 of those coffee pods, which they can make me go let's say if it's just me by myself, I could finish that box in 3 months, 3 to 4 months, give or take, depending on how much I like coffee, which sometimes there's days where like, I'm not feeling like coffee, so I'll just drink some water like a normal human being. I mean, I start off my mornings with drinking water and then go to coffee or orange juice, depending on my mood, you know. Like, I mean, if I want something like, I want something tangy in my mouth, so I drink some fucking orange juice. If I want something savory, then I find a Femboy, and then I'm, I went full fucking, I crashed into that shit immediately, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, yeah, I start my morning with a water, you know. I mean, it's good to start your morning with a water, you know. I mean, it's healthy. We're starting off 2024 with health. I think that people should take care of their health. Ladies and gentlemen out there, I mean, you got to take care of your health, you know. For 2024, if you want to be good with your lifestyle, cook healthier options, you know what I mean. I'm kind of advocating for some more people to, like, you know, get on this bandwagon, because, yeah, I mean, it's starting off with the new year. I mean, why didn't we upload a episode last week? Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you the reason why. Okay, so the reason why we haven't been putting out episodes, I could have done one last week, was because, well, we didn't have time. Also, we didn't have any good topics to talk about, you know. Do I have any? Currently, no, but if this podcast actually gets out there, we will probably look up some good topics. I do want to say, as a late New Year's resolution, I kind of don't want my podcast to revolve around Chris Chan, you know. I want to go a year without Chris Chan topics, if I can try that. Which, I mean, like, Chris Chan, I mean, like, they are an interesting species, you know. I mean, it's kind of like, you can't not talk about Chris, Christine, or I'm trying to, like, go, like, a year to also call him Christine, while at the same time, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, it's rough and tough, you know. I mean, it's difficult. Anyways, yeah, we're trying to go a year to, like, not talk about Chris, not talk about Tophia, not talk about anybody else. I kind of just want to revolve this, I want to take back control of my podcast, basically. I want there to be less topics about Chris and more topics about anything, you know? Like, I mean, anything. Like, for example, maybe gaming or books, novels, you know, like, take a hit at those, you know, or talk about the nostalgia days of, the emo days that I grew up in, because, I mean, a lot of people have actually been bringing up the emo days very, very recent, actually, and it's become a big topic of, like, how are you in, like, in the 2000, like, the early 2000s to 2010 in the emo era, you know, like, how was that, you know, like, what did that feel like? Like, it's kind of like a, where were you when the fucking, emos took over, you know, like, where were you, you know, when Twilight was the biggest fucking, like, shit that was going down in the 2000s, you know, like, in the 2005 to fucking 2010 era of Twilight, basically, you know. Like, I mean, like, it's like, it's crazy, you know. I mean, I would rather talk about those, and maybe a little bit of more story time, you know, instead of Chris fucking a Sonichu plushie or something, you know. Like, oh yeah, I don't know if, I mean, everybody's seen it by now, I'm pretty sure, but Chris actually donated a fucking Sonichu plushie to Salvation Army, And I feel bad for the fucking child who got the Sonichu plushie. I highly doubt it. I mean, look, I know that Salvation Army, they are a big charity whenever they're giving out gifts. And I'm pretty sure somebody took that out, honestly. Like I know, like, it's made up of volunteers, too. Like, the Salvation Army is made up of, like, volunteers. So I feel like there's, like, a Christorian who happened to stumble upon this plushie that Chris just gave out to freaking Salvation Army. And immediately, I feel like he just took that plushie. It might not be a he. It might be a she, you know. Whichever Christorian, they probably took it out, you know. Like, I think about that, and it's like, it's something on my mind, you know. Like Chris's plushie that he threw into the Salvation Army donation bin this past Christmas. It makes me wonder who got it. More importantly, did one of, like, the workers, like, take it out or some shit? Like, a Christorian volunteer just so happens to be in the same, like, area, the same building where the plushie was thrown into, and did they fucking take it? You know, it boggles my mind. It makes me wonder more, and it makes me wonder more, like, why the fuck did Chris do that? Like, that's gotta be the most fucking sickening shit, you know? Like, there's gonna be kids looking up what the fuck is a Sonichu, only to stumble upon Sonichu having sex with Chris. I'm telling you, it's out there, you know. Like, you fucking Google Sonichu and it's the top image, or it's like Chris is like fucking, like, I guess, like, the news clipping of when he was arrested, you know. It's like, it's a terrible thing. It's or Sonichu, I think the first thing that pops up when you Google Sonichu is the Quickopedia, or the Sonichupedia. I forgot what the fuck it was called. It's been a while since I actually checked it out, to be honest. Yeah, like I said before, I was like, I don't want to focus on Chris anymore. There was a point in my time throughout this whole, like, I guess this whole, like, off session podcast, like, where I was, like, just off. I wasn't really looking into Chris more. I wasn't even, like, reading anything. I in fact got to the point where I just stopped watching or listening to the podcast. Like, the documentary that is, like, on Spotify or even YouTube, like, I completely just stopped, you know. I was, like, mostly watching, like, Skyrim lore or some shit, like, fucking Elder Scrolls lore. I've been mostly just watching, like, lore videos like that, and it's like, oh my gosh, like, I'd rather watch this than fucking just watching Chris ramble on fucking on YouTube for like an hour or some shit, you know. I don't know how long his podcast, but he does like live streams nowadays, and I've seen his recent one last night. I think it was last night. It might have been from hours ago, but he was hours ago. Anyways, he was watching. Not really watching, but he was actually fucking doing, like, a gameplay. Like, he was doing a gameplay, and, I saw Chris actually fucking gaming for the first time. Which makes me wonder, why didn't Chris just stick to doing gaming videos? Like, it makes me wonder, like, why didn't he just do gaming videos? He would have been more successful, especially being like the first fucking person to make a gaming let's play video. You know that shit from back in the past, like the one that he recorded and shit. Like, he was literally going through his little town of Quickville on Animal Crossing or some shit, and he was literally fucking going through that shit. And it makes you wonder, like, why wasn't he a let's player, like, an actual, like, a gaming channel, you know? He would have actually capitalized on that more than the comics, you know? In fact, he could have actually collabed both, you know? Like, literally, gaming and the comics, He could have made money off that. You know, he could have. That is the word. You know, that is the bird. I'm not gonna go into that. Bird is the word. Shit. Anyways, yeah. So it could have happened, but why didn't it happen? I genuinely don't know. I mean, but this is Chris's. I guess like his life. So we can't really say anything about it. I mean, I don't know why it didn't go to gaming. Anyways, so yeah, we talked about Chris. We broke the fucking number one rule that we were trying not to do, is like talk about Chris. But I just had to like put that little update out there. You know, I mean, like. It just makes me wonder. What was the whole question about? Oh yeah, he threw a plushie into a fucking Salvation Army donation bin. And I was wondering, maybe did some Christorian who happened to be volunteering at the fucking Salvation Army just take that plushie out? And if they did they fucking throw it on eBay? It makes you wonder. It makes you wonder who actually got it, though. Anyways. So as I was talking, during my break, I think I had a good break. I really did have a good break. It was more of I guess it was just mental wellness, ladies and gentlemen. You really gotta look at your mental health, you know, especially during the holidays. You get that seasonal depression, and then all of a sudden you have those questions of, why am I lonely? Why am I sad? What does a gun taste like? Who knows, you know? You just immediately think about that. Oh my gosh. I said that in a weird fucking context, but I mean, it makes sense, you know? So, look after your mental health. Drink more water. Drink more liquids. Not the alcohol. I did drink alcohol around, like, New Year's Eve, which fucking, oh my god, ladies and gentlemen, like, I hadn't drank, like, throughout the entire year of 2023, and for New Year's Eve, when I decided to drink, I felt like fucking shit, ladies and gentlemen, I felt like shit, you know, like, I immediately felt sick, like, to my core, like, I guess, like, that's what it feels like to not drink anything for, like, an entire year. You know what? And the beer, like, after New Year's, like, I was, like, I felt like I was, like, depressed all fucking week, you know? Like, this shit really just got into, like, down to my core, you know? Like, I've been, like, I mean, ever since I haven't drank anything, I've been drinking water, and I just been making myself feel more important, I guess, because that beer made me feel like I felt like I wanted to just go crazy, you know, like, I never talk about this on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, I never talk about this, however, I mean, like, I don't want to keep things private from y'all. I feel that y'all should look after yourselves, you know, like, don't go drinking. I advise it, you know, like, don't go drinking. It's not worth it. I mean, yeah, it's a little happiness brew, but it's not good, you know. It really isn't good, you know, like, and I am advising all of y'all to just stay safe, don't drink, just play it cool, you know. Because what happened was, I guess, like, I drank for the first time, and I fell into this deep depression, you know, like, I mean, like, it's just, like, for how many fucking days, like, I believe around the fourth day, I got kind of better, you know, I got kind of better, but throughout those, like, days, I was just fucking depressed, I'm telling you, like, I was just fucking, like, down, like, I felt like I was in my darkest moments, and the clouds were not playing, you know, the clouds, it was literally snowing, and it was cloudy at the same time, so it kind of fucking played with my emotions to the point where I was like, this doesn't feel right, you know. I shouldn't have drinked. Of course, it could have been anything else. I do take medications, but I don't drink in medication, you know. Like, I'm not that fucking stupid, you know. I can control myself, but that beer fucking made it like where I couldn't control myself. I felt like I wanted to give the fuck up, ladies and gentlemen. I felt like I wanted to give up on life. But here I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, don't drink it. Don't drink. Just don't. You know what I mean? It may seem like it's worth it. You know, like, you're with your buddies. You're like, you know, like, let's drink for the first time. You know, like, yeah. It's just bad, you know. It's just, no bueno, you know. Like, you know, I felt like I was in my darkest place, you know. Like, I was literally, like, fucking sad as shit, you know. So, no bueno, not for me anymore, you know. So yeah, for next New Year, for this 2025, for New Year's 2025, I'm not gonna drink at all. You're not gonna see me drink anything. Fucking drinks and dies the next day. Oh shit! Oh my gosh, that'd be fucked. You know, that would be fucked. So I'm not gonna drink. I'd rather stick to water, stick to the only silent killer, a Coca-Cola beverage, you know, just stick to that, you know. It's, oh my gosh, I actually haven't been drinking as much Coke too, not even Pepsi. The last time I drank Pepsi was like 2019, oh my gosh. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. The Pepsi I drank last time, it was just so awful. It was just so awful, you know. Like, it was fucking rank. Like, it tasted like some, like, it tasted rotten. Like, an actual, like, rotten soda. Like, what the fuck? You know, it's just disgusting, you know. That's the last time I had a Pepsi. That was 2019. God dang. You know, shit. Anyways, what was I talking about as well? So yeah, it was good times. I was off when I was off. It was good times. I had a good Christmas, had a good birthday. I turned 23, so now you know. Anyways, it was like when you turn. I mean, I'm not really a big celebrator of, like, birthdays, you know. Like, I mean, I'm not really like a, like, oh, whoopee, you know. Like, I'm not really a big on birthdays. That's why, like, I keep to myself. Of course, like, some people will quit, you know, they're like, happy birthday, you know, like, last minute, you know. And so it's like, I'm not really a big, I might be a Mormon, where they don't celebrate birthdays. No, I'm not really a Mormon. I just, like, didn't feel like I wanted to celebrate my birthday, so I was like, you know, I mean, it's all right, you know. So I just deal with it, you know. It's just another day, you know. Your birthdays are like another day. So basically that's how I spent my birthday. It was just another day. We were gonna do a podcast, but it was fucking snowing. So blame the fucking snow, because here in the mountains, when it fucking snows, it fucking interrupts my connection. So I was in the dark for like a while because of the fucking snowstorm. And I feel sorry for the bastards who are on the East Coast with the whole fucking Arctic blast. And for some reason in Chicago, there's some rat hole that people are worshiping. It makes you wonder. Humans are very amazing, you know. Humans are indeed amazing, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I mean, they were literally worshiping a rat hole. Like an actual hole, like a, I guess it was just some wet concrete and like a squirrel fell onto that concrete and it made a fucking, like, an imprint of what looks like a rat. They call it the rat hole, you know. A lot of people are throwing condoms in it for some fucking fertility worshiping. They're throwing coins in it for wealth worshiping. They're drawing fucking, they're making large crosses with a rat on it, and fucking, they made it a religion, you know? Like, that's literally how a religion starts, you know? What next? Do they have, like, a bunch of scrolls, and now they're saying how the rat king fell into the fucking rat hole or some shit, you know? Like, humans are amazing. They created a religion around that. Meanwhile, we got Chris Chan doing the same thing. With the whole fucking the Jesus Christ Chan Sonichu of the Commodore 64 or some shit. Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. It's fucking crazy. When are we gonna get our own religion? The Crockett Coalition Podcast religion. I have my book coming out soon. It will be a 10-step guide to a better life. Oh my gosh. No. We don't want to be sacrilegious or anything. We don't want to be saying that, and all of a sudden I get a bunch of people saying, like, you're not supposed to make your own Bible. Joseph Smith did it. I mean, like, why can't I? Just kidding. I don't really have any good philosophy, you know. I really don't. A lot of people say I used to back in the day, and I found that out too. I don't know why. But apparently I got in some fucking dementia or some shit, but I remember vividly that I used to give out a lot of fucking good philosophy. I immediately, like, logged into my old fucking Snapchat and found many of my works. I'm telling you, Snapchat, they're fucking dead. Literally, that's only used for, like, drug dealers and old people now, and all of a sudden, I logged in, I saw old chats, and immediately, I was like, what the fuck? Why was I speaking in philosophy, you know? Like, Jesus, I was a philosopher, you know? God dang, I was literally fucking saying these long fucking speeches about never giving up, never back down, never what? Never give up, you know? Like, I was literally saying some fucking otherworldly shit, and here I'm wondering, where the fuck did this asshole go? And here I am. I look in the mirror, and I'm immediately like, you know what? Your philosophy didn't even work on you. Shame on you. I was immediately, like, wondering, like, why did I even write these, you know? Like, I might have written them for, like, other people, but god dang, I was like, oh my gosh, they didn't even work on me. Anyways, yeah, it's crazy, you know, when you log into, like, your old accounts or some shit, it's like, you find out what the fuck did you do in your past. It's like, you kind of forget about things, you know, like, you forget. It might be some form of dementia or amnesia, or it just makes you forget, you know. It's crazy, you know. You just simply fucking forget about all that shit in the past. There's a lot of things that I would actually like to forget. Oh my god. Like, about a couple, it's actually going on 2 months since I broke up. Yeah, it's been 2 months since I broke up. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, I was actually in a relationship. I broke up, we both agreed. My friend was telling me I should tell this story. Firstly, context, I remember telling y'all about how gamer room staff people are, like, they are fucking stink. They fucking are gross. They are stinky. They are fucking the worst, nastiest people. Like, soap does not exist in their time, I guess. I mean, I guess soap doesn't exist to them, you know? Like, they are the stinkiest people. And yet, I fucking dated one. Yeah, we were in a date for, like, 2 months, and we both came to an agreement to where we were like, you know what, we should just break up, you know? We came to that agreement. We both said, you know, it's neither of ours fault. We just... we just need this time to either break up or maybe make up or some shit, you know, like, we were literally, we came to that agreement, to where we were like, you know, I mean, it's not me, it's not you, we're not on the same level, you know. I mean, you're older than me, but I'm still sort of a child. Not really. I'm 23, and she was like, almost 30, almost hitting 30. Jesus Christ! Oh my gosh! Was I desperate? I think I was. I think I felt more desperate about a relationship. You know, I mean, I was like, you know, the last time I had a relationship was like 2019. And then all of a sudden I get into a relationship. We kind of rushed things. I mean, I didn't really find out more about her until, like, I got to meet her. And she, I hate to say, but she stinked. My fears were true. She worked at a GameStop. And her coworkers are equally fucking stinky. And it's like, damn, does soap not exist? Like, great heavens. I immediately, like, I mean, like, I carried a fucking cologne with me. I literally carried a cologne with me in my bag. Like, I would literally, like, be carrying a bag all the time. And, like, she even asked me, like, why do you carry a bag a lot? And I say, I just got my Nintendo Switch in here, and just some little necessities, a big bottle of water, a waifu cup. Yeah, I still got my waifu cups collection. My favorite one is the femboy one. It's not that bad. I mean, I like it. It's a good one. Everybody knows which one I'm talking about. The Lucius Merriweather cup. Yeah, that's the one that I got. Yeah, that's my favorite cup. I like that cup. I really like it. I mean, it's just genuine, you know? It's just the most genuine cup, you know? And that's the reason why I like that cup. And I carry that cup around with me everywhere I go in a backpack with my Nintendo Switch. In case I get bored, usually it's when I'm, like, traveling. Like, I carry, like, necessities with me like that, you know, like, I just have a backpack. It's a nice backpack. It has a charger in it. I got it from fucking Wish.com years ago. Anyways, So, I had that bag, and so she was always asking me, like, why do you got that bag? And I was like, I just carry it with me. Like, I mean, is there a problem? You know, like, that's immediately where we kind of started having arguments. And, Nikki's first argument, god dang. And my first relationship, we kind of just ended it off just like that, you know, like, she was seeing somebody else, you know. I was like, you know, I mean, I'm not gonna be mad, I'm not gonna be angry. And that was, like, 2019, that same year, you know, like, like, 2019, it seems like 2019 was, like, the last good year of, like, the teens, you know, like, the fucking teens, until we hit, like, 2020, and then shit just went downhill. And so you had all of these, like, I guess it was just, it's crazy how in 2019 all of the good shit just turns into, like, it just goes downhill from there, you know. You start feeling like, oh shit, like, this happened, that happened, you know, like, oh my gosh. And then the pandemic happened in 2020. God dang, ladies and gentlemen. The pandemic affected it. Just really, it kind of plays with your mind. Because we kind of still have to wear masks nowadays. Because it seems like people get COVID every fucking day. Like, no joking. Like, I know about 10 people who now go, who get COVID, like, two times in a row in like, after they fucking, like, just healed up at, like, at home. Like, they'll literally fucking get COVID all of a sudden, and then, like, fucking after 2 weeks, they say, oh, I'm feeling much better. And then another week after that, those same people, they end up fucking getting COVID again. It's like, what the fuck? Like, is COVID the next, like, flu symptom or some shit? Like, god dang, it's very crazy, you know, like, that my friends get, like COVID, like, really, really, like, all the time. It's like, geez, I think I've only gotten COVID once. Sometimes it felt like it was twice, but I always tested negative. I think I've only gotten it once. I didn't get it a second time, so I was like, it's getting pretty bad. Your immune system's fucked, you know? Like, if you're getting it, like, two times every month, you know? God dang, your immune system's fucked. So anyways, 2019, last relationship, we broke it off. She was seeing somebody else, and so I was like, okay. And then I had another relationship, recently, like I was telling you, like, she was stinky, but we kind of had our agreements that we weren't on the same level, and, we just decided to break it off right there, you know, like, we both went our separate ways, we both agreed, you know, we both agreed, so yeah. Yeah, that's also why I was, like, kind of off, too. So, like, I was like, you know, like, I'm not gonna really, I don't wanna post a podcast out. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's also the reason why I didn't really put out a podcast. It was a dark time. I think that's also why the drinking played into the part where I was, like, feeling, like, down and shit. So that's probably got to be another reason why I was, like, feeling down. So, yeah, this podcast is going to be fucking sad as shit, you know? Don't feel bad for me, ladies and gentlemen. Don't feel bad for me. You know, I'm a good person, you know what I mean? I just got to keep my feelings up. I'm keeping my chin up, you know? I'm good, you know? Just taking it calm every day, you know? Taking it calm every day. So anyways, next topic, body pillows and why you should buy one. Just kidding. I'm probably going to make that the fucking title of this podcast. And many of you guys will be like, what the fuck? Like, oh my gosh, that's got to be the most sad shit. You know what's weird? I was gifted one for Christmas. Like, all of a sudden, like, you know, I don't really celebrate Christmas. But my friends decided to get me a fucking pillow of a Genshin Impact character. And I had to find out all this information, by the way, because I'm not really a big gamer of that sorcery, you know. I actually had to fucking find out, like, who the fuck is this blue haired character. And then, like, I mean, all I could think of was, like, is it from, like, an anime or a manga? It's like, and so I just found out, it was like, oh, it's Genshin Impact. I never even played Genshin Impact, but a lot of people were saying, like, you should play it, it's a fucking good game. From what I've been seeing on fucking, like, TikTok, I've been seeing this game is just basically a fucking a credit card simulator. Like, you have to pay to play, and it's like, I don't play pay-to-play games. That's just my thing, you know. I'm more of a, I play Skyrim, you know. And so they got me this body pillow that I still have. It's in my closet. I don't take that shit out. But the pillow is soft, though. It is soft, you know. I will give them that. I don't know how to take it, like, the pillowcase off, so that I can just, like, maybe just use the pillow, you know. It's a nice comfy pillow, you know. I don't know if, like, there's a zipper. I haven't even checked it out yet. Some more, like, I just seen, like, the fucking anime character or whatever the fuck it is. Like, I just seen the character and I was immediately like, what the fuck is this, you know? Like, and so I just threw it in my closet, forgot about it. Every time I try to, like, take out, like, my uniform or anything else, it just stares right back into my soul, with that, face, and it's just like, oh, this has got to be the most loneliest shit. You know what? No, I don't want to call that the loneliest shit. The loneliest shit is me owning waifu cups and, a Hatsune Miku statue that I had bought. Hey, I was a big fan of Hatsune Miku back in the day, ladies and gentlemen. Just hear me out, you know? I know a lot of people are going to be saying, that's some sus shit, Nikki, you know? Hey, you know, I mean, some people got hobbies, you know? I mean, I got hobbies too, you know? I know bangers. You know, like, I'm fucking... Like, I own a Hatsune Miku statue. I mean, it's a good statue, you know? I mean, I like Hatsune Miku. And she's, like, standing right next to my, she's standing right next to the Sonichu statue. I mean, the Sonichu medallion that I made. So, you get the corner of the room is where the Sonichu medallion with the Hatsune Miku standing right next to it. I call it the fucking weeb corner, you know? That's probably where I'm gonna put my mangas at, actually. I've been reading a bunch of good mangas lately. I think one that I truly love is this one. It's kind of recently released, you know? It was released in, September 2023, I think it was. The whole thing is that this manga was, yeah, I'm stuttering a lot. Jesus, I know, I'm stuttering a lot, but I'm just trying. So anyways, this manga is a fucking beautiful manga, ladies and gentlemen. I found it at this place called Entertainmart. They sell a lot of mangas. They sell the statues there. That's where I got my Hatsune Miku statue. So I went to this place. They had a large selection of good mangas. If you're really wanting to go get your fucking My Hero Academia, they have it all. What they didn't have was the Neon Genesis Evangelion collection, because I'm a big fan of Neon Genesis Evangelion. I mean, like, I watched that shit when I was small, so that was my first anime was Neon Genesis Evangelion. You know, like, it was like, it's one of my favorites. It continues to stay that way. I will fucking say, let's watch that shit, bro. But you know what? I don't like the way that fucking, like, Netflix butchered it, you know? The fucking butchered dub of it on Netflix. And the way they just had to fucking get rid of Fly Me to the Moon at the end of the fucking, like, at the ending credits. Like, why the fuck did y'all get rid of, like, Fly Me to the Moon? That was the most iconic part of the show, you know? Like, right next to A Cruel Angel's Thesis, the theme song, Fly Me to the Moon was a fucking masterpiece to be played at the ending credits of each episode. So it's kind of like, why the fuck did y'all get rid of, like, that one? It was beautiful, you know? So yeah, this good manga that I found, I heavily recommend it to anybody. I heavily recommend it. I know there's a lot of probably LGBTQ plus people who listen to my podcast. I do recommend this one. It's called The Red Thread. It is considered a yaoi, but ladies and gentlemen, there is no pornography in it. It's just simple love, basically, between two guys who were reincarnated. I'm not gonna put any more spoilers, but this was a banger. This one was a banger. It's called The Red Thread. I love it. It's a good manga. I heavily recommend it to anybody who's like wanting some good shit out there, bro. I mean, Volume 2 doesn't even come out until, like, January 30th. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, go read this. It's a good manga. It's a wholesome manga, you know. It's very, very good. I enjoyed it. I watched the TV series, actually, that it was based on. I watched the TV series called Until We Meet Again, which is a Thai, it's fully in Thai. It's a Thai reality show. It was a good one. You know, I liked it. I enjoyed that show. Only problem was, is that, it's, you cannot find it anywhere else besides on Daily Motion. And it's because I also didn't want to be I was also being a cheap bastard because I don't want to rent it from fucking Amazon. So I was like, you know what, I want to watch this series, but I don't want to rent it from fucking Amazon. So I'm just going to watch it on Daily Motion, where I found it. And I was immediately, a good thing that they had English subtitles. So I was like, okay, you know what, I mean, as long as it's like English subtitles, I'll fuck with this, you know, I can fuck with this. And so it was a good series, you know, it was a good series. I fucking cried. You know, this was the first time I had cried. And I know a lot of people are like, Nikki, are you gay? I've always been bisexual. I've literally been bisexual. I'm pretty sure I've told everybody this. I had to go back in my podcast, by the way. Just some disclaimer. I actually did say that I was bisexual in my older podcasts. I had to go back in time, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So there was like this little pause. So for those who didn't, I think some people might have heard the pause. Like, I just like, so yeah, I had to go check that out. I was like, wait a minute, did I ever say it? And I had to go back in time to my older podcasts. And yes, I did. I did say in season 1, episode 2, I said that I was bisexual. So, okay, so let's get that on the picture, you know, like, I am a bisexual person, you know? So, yeah, now you know, how you're doing, you know? Anyways, The Red Thread, best fucking book ever. I recommend it to anybody who feels like they need some wholesome story in their lives. It's a perfect book. I mean, I recommend it, you know. It is approved by the Crockett Coalition podcast sign of approval, you know. It's got the Nikki Duran fucking approves this fucking message award, you know. So for those, yeah, I just stepped on my water bottle. Yes, I got a lot of water bottles, you know. I think I drink about 6 water bottles a day, so that's how you know I'm actively drinking water. And I know you can overdose from fucking water. So yeah. Anyways, I heavily recommend it. And it has 2 awards from me, you know. 2 awards from me. The Nikki Duran approves to the Crockett Coalition podcast approval, the sign of approval. It is the highest award that I can grant. Has anybody else received this award? No. Actually, no. I think we gave that, Okay, I was thinking about something else. But yeah, go check that shit out. Best book. It'll make you cry. God dang. Sadly, it leaves you off on a cliffhanger. God dang. I had to watch the series just to fucking know what happens. And then the series, it's fucking sad. It's really fucking sad. Like, I watched the entire series. I fucking cried, you know, like Nikki, you know, like a grown man fucking crying. Well, I'm not really, I don't have a fucking beard or anything. Some people still see me as a child, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it or not, I may be tall, but people still see me as a child because I don't have a beard or a mustache, you know. So I'm fucking clean shaven. I look like a high schooler. Some people have mistaken me like, hey, Nikki, are you still in school or some shit? Like, do you still go to high school? I'm like, the fuck, I don't know. Fuck no. I graduated, you know? Like, god dang. Like, do people see me as a child still? Is this why I'm still getting fucking, like, ID'd for fucking, like, tobacco or some shit? Like, and I did, there's one time that I smoked cigarettes, so yeah, I mean, like, I stopped smoking, like, I cut cold turkey, you know, like, I quit cold turkey, so yeah, I haven't really been, the last time I had a good cigarette was, like, when was it? It was last 2022, actually. 2022 was when I last had my last cigarette. I had gotten a box of these, like, Canadian cigarettes. They were darn good. I mean, when I was a smoker, of course, it was very smooth. I enjoyed it. And then I decided, you know, I mean, after this box, I'm just going to quit. And so I've gone good without smoking. There was times where I did smoke weed though. So I mean, I just wanted to try it, you know, as a person, and I had to go to these stores to go buy like weed, I guess. So yeah, that's when I was like ID'd immediately, because like some people still see me as a child. But also, I think it's just because common fucking sense, you know, like, hey, we just need to see your ID, you know, like, just so that we know who's buying it. And you know, like, I mean, that's fucking common sense, so I could see that, why that they keep. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people mistaken me for like a high schooler, you know, like, I may be tall, but apparently when you're clean shaven, like, I mean, I don't even shave. I haven't even grew shit at all on my face. So it's like, some people still see me as like a high schooler. So, I can see that's the issue, you know, like, okay, you know, I mean, I understand that you think that I'm a child. If you still think that I am, like a teenager, then I get it, you know, like, I don't even have no mustache, no goatee, no beard, no nothing, you know, like, it's just, you know, I'm slapping my face, like, soft, I'm telling you. So yeah, there's nothing on my face. Anyways, so yeah, good show, you know, this is a good podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It did get into a lot of serious topics, which I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, go get yourself some help, you know, go see somebody, you know, and always make sure to drink some water, make sure to always keep an eye on those who you feel that may lose it one of these days, you know, like, always keep an eye on them, you know. Always keep an eye on them, you know, mental health, you know, keep an eye on them, make sure you have a good rest of your 2020, almost forgot the year, what the fuck, anyways, have a good 2024, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not ending off the podcast yet. I'm just saying, you know, like, you know, a little bit of content, you know, warning in this podcast, I need to put that up. So yeah, it's good to keep an eye on people, you know, like, just let them know that you're there, you know, like, I always keep an eye on my friends too. Of course, there are times where it's like, you know, like I get tired sometimes, like, I feel their pain. I feel their pain sometimes, but, you know, like, you just keep an eye on them, just, you know, like, just make sure that they're doing good, drink water, sleep well, you know, don't be like me, you know, I mean, I've stayed up for, like, three days and three nights at one point, and so, don't do that, or else the freaky shadow figure man wearing a fucking top hat will come busting down your fucking door, and he'll be saying, I don't care what gender you are, put on the fucking maid outfit. You know, like, I mean, keep an eye on yourself. Yes, that's happened to me twice, you know. I mean, the shadow man decided to come through my house, and he fucking came through my fucking room door saying, "I don't care what gender you are, put on the maid outfit." So, yeah, I mean, it's fucking crazy, you know. Like, just seek help, ladies and gentlemen. Seek professional help. Don't listen to me, you know. Like, go take some fresh air, you know, like, go outside, you know, of course it's snowing outside, so, I mean, just stand outside, just fucking, like, just fucking, I don't know, you know, like, I mean, I the best thing I could say is, you know, like, seek professional help, drink plenty of water, get good sleep, eat healthy, you know, even though, if you start going vegan, you might end up killing some people, but hey, you know what I mean, like, you ate healthy, you know, that's good for you, you know, you're doing great, you know, keep up the good work, you know. I cannot stop laughing because it's like, you know, I'm giving out fucking, like, good advice, but I did not need to fucking bring up the vegan shit, you know? I'm losing it, you know? I'm losing it. You know, you're doing a good job, ladies and gentlemen, after fucking just saying, like, if you turn to veganism, you're gonna kill people. But let's be honest, though, like, fucking veganism turned into a fucking cult. Like, let's be honest, it's just like, you know, I've heard that there are some vegans where they've actually lost touch of reality, where they will make, like, a fucking living creature, like a cat, become a fucking vegan, which cats are not fucking vegans. They will kill you because you've served them so much fake animal food, you know, like fucking, like, fake tuna or some shit, you know, like, it's like, oh, it's not tuna, it's tofu, and it's like, what are you trying to do to your cat? Make them fucking pissed off at you, you know? It's just oh, we got a heads up, by the way. Anyways, this has been a good word with Nicky Duran on this good Sunday. Just like I said before, drink more water, get good sleep, eat healthy. Don't turn to any drugs or alcohol. This has been a good podcast, you know. I mean, this has been a good podcast. We're giving out some good advice. You know, I mean, especially when I brought up my health, you know, like, I'm doing fine, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to worry about me. I worry more about my peoples, you know. I worry about you, you know. You, the viewer or listener of this podcast, I care more about you, you know. You know, get some good sleep, get some good rest, eat good, sleep good, you know. Just be happy, you know, you're doing great, you know, you made it this far, you know, you made it to Sunday. Of course, this week's gonna be a little bit of a hellhole, but hey, you know, you made it this far, you know, keep going, you know, keep doing it, you know, you're doing great. I know you're doing great, because you're listening to this podcast, the Crockett Coalition podcast, you know, you're listening to this podcast right now. And you've probably gotten up to this part, and you're probably saying to yourself, why the fuck did I listen to this whole podcast? Hey, you know, like, you know, you're listening to me, you know? I'm Nicky Duran. I have been this host of this podcast since I made it, you know? So, you're doing great. You're doing absolutely great. Keep your chin up, and go about your day, you know? Anyways, this has been the Crockett Coalition podcast. I've been your host, Nicky Duran, and we will be doing another podcast next week. And I promise that, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what do we usually say at the end of these, honestly? Usually I'll just say goodnight. Anyways, what do we usually say at the end of these podcasts? I kind of forget. It's almost an hour. Well, this has been your podcast. Sneaker. good luck, everybody. I kind of forgot because I'm doing this during the day, and it's like, usually I'll say good night, have a good night, be safe, have a good day, be safe, smile more. Anyways, this has been the Kroger Coalition Podcast. See you later, is all I can say.